This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, Tony. My name is Jody. I'm calling from Oregon. I've got a lot of things that have happened to me in my life in regards to the paranormal. However, I just want to share one story today. There are other stories that I will call in about at a future date, but I'd like to share what happened to me in my childhood home growing up, as I still don't know what to think of it. So to preface it, my first paranormal experience happened when I was about 5 or 6 years old. My little brother and I were playing in his bedroom, and we had made a kind of a tent fort out of an old suitcase we had opened up, and we put a blanket over it. And we were playing in it, having a good time, and all of a sudden, we heard his closet door open up, and I can't remember the noise. There was a strange noise with it, like almost like a whooshing noise, and all of a sudden, I saw a footprint come across the top of the blanket and push down on top of us, and the entire thing collapsed. We were pretty young at the time, so we didn't really know what to think of it, so we just ran into the living room and got our mother. But after that, we eventually moved into this house when I was about 9 years old, and I shared a bedroom with my sister. It was the upstairs of the house. It was basically the entire layout of the house, but it was just one big open room up there. And within a year, some pretty weird things started to happen. We would hear knocking noises at first, I heard them. I don't know if anyone else did. There's weird ticks in the night. And then one night, I think I was in about the fifth grade, and I went upstairs to go to bed, and I left the light on above the stairs because my sister would be coming in about a half an hour after I would for her bedtime. So I left it on because I didn't want her to wake me up. And so I'm laying in my bed, and I had one of those bed tents on top of my bed. And I was just laying in bed. My eyes were open. I couldn't really fall asleep. And I was looking towards the light, and all of a sudden, I saw a silhouette of a man's profile step in front of it. And I looked at it, and I thought, well, that's weird. I must have looked at the light a little too hard. That doesn't make sense. So I peeked out from under my bed tent, and there was nothing there, of course. And I put it back down. I looked back up, and it was still there. So I thought to myself, there has to be a logical explanation. There's nothing there. So I looked again, and there was still nothing there. And I put the big tent at the tent back down, and it was still there. So I started screaming for my mother, like bloody murder. So my mom came running up the stairs, and I was hysterical, and I told her what happened. She calmed me down, and I don't really remember what happened after that. I think it was my sister's bedtime when we just went to bed. So that was the first major thing that happened in the house. And all right around the same time, a few other things happened. Another time, my brother and I were home alone, and it must have been summertime. My parents were gone doing something for the day, and my sister wasn't there. I think she was with them. So my brother and I were home alone. We were just playing with the dog in the living room. And all of a sudden, we heard heavy footsteps walking from one end of my bedroom to the other. Mind you, my bedroom had hardwood floors, so you could hear everything. And it sounded like a man's, like a heavy boot or a cowboy boot of some sort. And it walked diagonal across my bedroom. We didn't know what it was. We thought somebody had somehow gotten into the house, which there's no way that could have happened because we were in the living room and the front door was right there. So we ran next door to the neighbor, and he went upstairs and he looked around and there was nothing there. So we just played outside until my parents came home. And then my sister, one time we were sleeping and she woke me up in the middle of the night. And she was like, "Jody, Jody." And I woke up and I was like, "What?" She's like, "There's something under your bed." And so the foot of her bed was pointing towards the whole side of my bed so she could see underneath my bed. And I was like, "What? What do we mean something's under my bed?" She's like, "It's Brian, our brother." I was like, "What do you mean it's our brother?" Because he's under the bed, but he's evil. I was like, "What?" She goes, "Jump on my bed, but don't touch the ground." So I tried to jump to her bed, but it was too far away. So I think one foot may have touched. I'm not quite sure. But I jump over there. My sister's almost in tears. And I look under my bed, and there's nothing there. So we run downstairs to my parents' basement, woke them up. My mom didn't know what to say, and my dad was mad because we woke them up, and he thought it was ridiculous. My mom eventually calmed us down, and we went back to sleep. But nothing came of it. The last major thing that happened in that house to me, I was in the sixth grade, and my girlfriend had come over after school, and we were just hanging out upstairs in my bedroom, and I had this large mirror that we had placed on the floor in the corner near the stairs, which was on one whole side of the bedroom. And my sister was gone, so we were just being girls, playing with hair and makeup, with the music playing. And she was to my right, and I'm sitting there, and I'm playing with my hair, and I put my hair into some weird little twist. I had this brown headband. It was plastic. And I remember telling myself, "Put it right in front of you so that you can put it on right away and you know where it's at." So I finished doing what I wanted my hair to do. I reached for the headband and it wasn't there. And I looked to my left on the ground and I'm patting my hand. And I looked to the right and I still couldn't see it. And I looked at my girlfriend and I asked her, "Hey, did you grab my headband?" And she looked at me and she said, "No, I don't know where it's at." She looked to her side. And right when she did that, something caught my eye on the complete opposite side of the room. I turned my head to the right and my headband came flying at my head like a frisbee. I ducked. It hit my mirror and shattered into a million pieces. We both ran down those stairs so fast, I don't even remember touching the stairs. And my parents were home downstairs with a friend and they were having a cocktail. And we run into the kitchen and we're hysterical and we're crying. And the adults looked at us like we were crazy and they started laughing. And my girlfriend cried and begged my mom to take her home. And she never came over ever again after that. She refused to ever come over to my house. And shortly after that, we didn't even talk anymore. So I'm not sure if that was part of the issue or we just grew apart, but she would never come over to my house after that. So that was pretty much the worst of it. Weird things would happen, like things would disappear and reappear all the time. Like I had a pair of jeans one time, they were pretty brand new, and I had set them on my bedroom stairs and I was going to pick them up and bring them upstairs when I was going to go to bed. I went to do it and they were gone. So I thought maybe my sister picked them up, thinking they were hers for some reason. And I asked her about it and she said, "I don't know what you're talking about." So I thought she was being you know, a sister, like, I'm going to borrow your pants. So I looked through her dresser. There was nothing there. So I didn't know what to think about that. Flash forward about 9 months later. So the upstairs had like cubby holes where it was this insulation. But there were boards down where you could store boxes and things. And so my parents would do that. My mom wanted me to get something out for one of the storage areas. So I opened up the door and there were my jeans. They were just sitting there folded up, like perfectly pristine, like I had just put them there. I know I didn't do that. I asked my sister, I even asked my brother, I don't know why he would do that. Like, we had no idea how my jeans got into the attic, little crawl space area. So anyway, that's my story about my childhood home. Still don't know what to think about it. It always perplexed me. I've always been curious as to what in the world that was. It was just super creepy. Our house was built in the 40s, if I remember right, so it wasn't a super old house. But anyway, I will call back with further stories. Thank you, guys. I love your program, and I will be calling back in another time. Thanks. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.